Hello, it's the 22nd of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A Luton Tower block fire has claimed the life of a man in his 50s and caused serious injury to a police officer. The blaze erupted around 4 a.m. on Thursday morning at the 14th floor of the Green Court Flats. The fire was quickly extinguished by 24 firefighters, one of which had to be treated by paramedics. A 100-person evacuation from the building took place. Five police officers were hospitalised with minor injuries and later released. One officer remains in hospital. No residents were listed missing. The exterior cladding of the premises has been eliminated as a factor. The cause of the fire remains under investigation, although foul play is not suspected. Area residents are being asked to submit their views regarding a new film and television studio facility proposal. Events in Stewartby and Bedford have been scheduled to discuss the new Ampthill Road project for Kempston Hardwick. Details are available on the Home of Production website. 33-year-old Jason Suarez thanked a judge at Luton Crown Court for providing him with the motivation to stay off drugs. Suarez, from Bedford, acted as a drug runner for the Sunny Drugs line and was paid in cocaine. He pleaded guilty to four charges of supplying Class A drugs after being caught in an undercover operation. The judge issued a two-year suspended sentence as long as Mr. Suarez attended a month of drug rehabilitation. This weekend only, Svenisko, a charity focused on the protection of penguins, will be holding a mini VIP event at Woburn Park. Participants will have special close-up access to the red panda, giraffes and the giant tortoises. That's it for this week. I'll be back on Monday with your Bedford News updates.